This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. In case you didn't hear the news, Nolan Smith to IR with a strain of his triceps, the same tricep that got torn during the Super Bowl and required surgery in the offseason. IR for Jacorian Bennett. And we assume that we actually don't know what the Jacorian Bennett injury is yet. And IR for Darius Cooper, which is a less of a big deal than the Nolan Smith injury and the Jacorian Bennett injury, of course. Joining us shortly is Larry Anderson, right, Jack? Well, Larry Anderson's going to join us shortly. We're going to talk to L.A. about the sort of malaise that it feels like the Phillies are in right now as they close out the regular season. Five games left, two more with the Marlins, and then three more with the Minnesota Twins. You know, Ike, before we were talking about the Nolan Smith injury, you know, trying to get take your temperature on what you feel, I guess, about the Eagles' defense so far. Because when they made big stops, absolutely big plays in all three games. Mm-hmm. But then I go back and I think about the Cowboys game. And they were moving the ball up and down the field pretty much, you know, with ease until the lightning delay happened.
Right.
The Kansas City game was good. They played well in the Kansas City game. But then in the Rams game again, the Rams settled for a bunch of field goals but moved the ball pretty well, especially the running game. Mm-hmm. The running game was really good. Matt Stafford actually missed a few throws of wide open receivers. Again, they made a big play toward the end of the game, but the Rams moved the ball up and down the field. Actually, we'll get to that in a moment. Joining us right now, not to talk about the Eagles, well, maybe we should based on that game last night, but to talk about the Phils is Larry Anderson. What up, L.A.?
E-A-G-L-E-L.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that second half? Huh? How about the second half against the Rams?
Unbelievable. Yeah. And two block field goals. Unbelievable.
Unreal. There he is. Oh, our Eagles analyst, Larry Anderson. So, L.A., we were talking about the Phils. So, I, you know, watched that game.
Oh, wait.
So I maybe
now he's disappointed. Yes,
maybe I'm just projecting, right? So the Phils have played overall very, very well for the last couple of months. But I watched that game on Sunday, and they looked pretty lifeless in that game on Sunday. And I said to myself, end of the road trip, they're going home. Okay, whatever. And then I watched the game last night, and we have three guys running into outs. The relievers really not, you know, from Dron and Kirkering and Peterson, not really locked in. Is it possible that they are all sort of, that they've sort of taken their foot off the gas, knowing pretty much where they're going to be in the playoff, in that playoff scenario? I just feel like I'm watching a team. It's not that they lost. It's that I feel like I'm watching a team that isn't locked in.
I think we're watching a team that just doesn't play good fundamental baseball, which is okay. Amazing considering the record they have and where they're at.
Yep.
That's my biggest takeaway. And, you know, I get the clips for the articles, the news articles, the sports articles of everything Phillies every day. And I'm reading them today, and it's Phillies bullpen blows it, Phillies bullpen melts down, Phillies this, Phillies that. Not one mention of four for the last 34 with men in scoring position going back to Saturday.
Yep.
They were 0 for 5 Saturday, 1 for 14 Sunday, 3 for 15 last night. No mention. This offense has got to do something. That's what that scares me more than anything. And when we saw what the pitching did in L.A. when their starters were in there, I don't know, we might have managed three hits in three games and up their starters. It's, and I know the bullpen gave it up last night, but also if a throw in from center field to second base is caught on one hop,
yep.
And I'm not putting blame on the throw or the catch, but between the two of them, it you just can't let that happen. Yeah. That's just terrible. And then running into outs, I mean, trying to stretch a single into a double and you're out by 15 feet.
Yeah.
I mean, how long did that second baseman stand there with his glove in front of the bag till the runner got there?
Yeah, it almost seemed like he missed the tag because he had so long to wait for Weston Wilson to get there. Yeah. Well, you're talking about the fundamental thing, and running into outs is one of them. And then, you know, it seems like it was 6 weeks ago already, but the rundown thing. Who is that on? You know, how can, I feel like I'm preaching the choir here, but how can you get to this level of baseball and be this good of a team and be that iffy fundamentally?
I have no idea. It shows the inability all around baseball that I don't know if they don't work on fundamentals anymore. And I go back to this thing that there was an article, and I don't know who wrote it, and it was sent to me by Joe Simpson, the broadcaster for the Braves. It was a teammate in Seattle and close friend. And he sent me this article about the analytics is hurting the game competitively because players are playing against analytics for the contract. They're not playing against another team. It's become very selfish oriented. Mm-hmm. And it's so everything's pushed by these analytics. And there's what about the competition? What about getting a hitter out? What about that kind of, things are by the wayside. Do they not work on rundowns anymore? I mean, when it happens over and over and then bad base running is, I don't know if you can put it on a coach.
Right.
I think you can put it on an organization and go, how come we're not teaching this? How come we're not working on this more? How come we're not doing baseball 101 in the minor leagues? It baffles me that players get to this level and they don't know how to play. They don't think about getting a runner over from second base less than one out. Maybe they're told not to do that. I don't know. There's just so many things that just aren't done correctly. And this team goes through stretches. I mean, we just came off a stretch where we were playing great for a couple of weeks. But then we can turn around and look like we're a last place team for a few games too. And I don't know, you know, you talk about teams being hot going into the playoffs. We were hot at the start of the month, and we were hot for a while. And now we just don't look like a very good baseball team to me.
You know,
I know it sounds bad, but that's a truth. I mean, that's what I see anyway. Maybe it's not the truth for other people. Maybe the guys in the clubhouse or the guys on the field or the coaches, maybe they don't see it the same way I do. But I see it like that, and it's frustrating because at the major league level, these types of things shouldn't be happening consistently.
You know, I agree. I understand the idea of it being a baseball-wide thing, a culture thing baseball-wide. But then, and again, I don't watch this team every game, for sure. Not the Phillies, but the team I'm about to talk to. The Milwaukee Brewers seem like a very fundamentally sound baseball team. And they are not a big payroll baseball team. And I just, right. I wonder if when you don't have big stars, or you can't pay them, and you have to get an edge somewhere else, then the edge becomes fundamental baseball. But what that gets to my head is, well, then you can coach it into them, because these are Major League Baseball players too over there. So, you know, it's just one example, but that seems like a team that is always doing the right thing when I'm watching them.
It certainly appears to.
Yeah.
And I talk about one of their pitchers, and I've talked about this before, the Priester, who's like, I think they've won 17 of his starts in a row. He's a young kid that comes up and they, in his 17 starts, I mean, he's pitched terrific, but they've won every start of his, I think. So it's a crazy number. And I read an article that he was talking about what the difference that happened to him was when he got up there, as they said, this is what you're going to do. You're going to pound that fastball down and away. He throws 94. They're going to pound the fastball down and away. That I have not heard that in baseball terms in 5 years until that. But it bears out. Like if you can manage to pitch down and away with your fastball, you're going to have success. You might not win a Cy Young, but you're going to have success if you can consistently throw a fastball down and away to the hitter. Kirkering did it to a left-hander last night with a couple of pitches, a couple foul balls, and then he hit a dribbler on a different pitch. But his fastball down and away, running away from him, he threw two great pitches there. But it can you do it like 7 out of 10 times? I don't know. But is that taught? I don't know. And I've said this a million times. Aaron Nola pitches at the mid-thigh. He doesn't pitch at the knees. And I don't understand why. When he throws pitches at the knees, hitters complain. They bitch about pitches at the knees constantly. Any game you watch, and they get called out on pitches, and they can't believe it. And I'm like, why can't people see that? Why isn't that become important? Because the analytics says pitch up top of the zone. But when we're throwing sinkers, and I don't care if it's Alvarez or Nola or who it is, when you're throwing sinkers above the belt, I don't understand that. Why do you want to throw a sinker up belt high or above? Because it flattens out. You don't get sink on it. You might get a little movement, but it stays on a flat plane. And it's remarkable. And I know it's not a good time for me to be talking about this stuff because I get so frustrated and I don't want to sound so negative, but it's factual too. Might sound negative, but it's a fact.
Yeah.
That if you can pitch at the knees, you're going to have more success.
Yeah. I think it's a great strategy.
Yeah.
Imagine let me get to something positive real quick. Sanchez looked pretty good last night. He looked like he's ready to go for the postseason, right?
Definitely. Definitely. No question about it.
He's been
no question.
Man.
Yeah, he's been awesome. He looked locked in.
LA, when you look at DeRon, what are you seeing with him? All right, I'm over here ready to panic, but I'm the football guy, right? But I'm over here ready to panic because I once thought when we initially got him. And his first few outings, you felt like he was automatic. Like nobody's ever going to get a hit off this guy. Are you seeing anything different with him? What do you think of his last few outings in this? And should there be any concern about that?
There shouldn't be. I mean, to me, it's a matter of location.
Okay.
When he's gotten hurt and given up the long ball, it's been pitches middle, you know, the thing that you have to understand, or anybody does, or he does, is like, you know, he's got this guy 0-2. Then we had the long delay, and I do give him a little breather for that. That, you know, JT got hit in the hand, and there was a long delay, and then he gets back on the mound. He throws a couple of warm-up pitches, probably as much for JT as anything. But then he's got 0-2, and then he just reaches back and tries to throw a fastball by him. Like, I don't care what velocity you throw. If you throw it in the middle of the plate, it's got a chance of getting hit pretty good. And it the velocity doesn't matter when you do that. I mean, now, and I will say this, if you're throwing 102 and you throw it up in the zone, I think you have a better shot. I mean, of getting it by him. But to me, that pitch was right down the middle. It just you don't have to try and do anything special. You swing your bat down the middle and you make contact. It's got a good chance of going out. He's supplying a lot of the power, and I think it's just a matter of location for him. I think, you know, mixing in that breaking ball. I think he's got to do that to get him off the fastball, because we've seen earlier times where he was throwing pitches and like guys were just slapping at the opposite field, not trying to do anything extra with it, just slapping it. I think it was the Mets, maybe.
Yeah, it was them.
Just slap the ball down the third baseline, slap a ball down the first baseline, not trying to do anything good. I mean, anything great, not trying to hit home runs, but just making contact. And I think he just got to make better pitches. I think that's with anybody, though. It's exciting to see a guy throwing 102, but the hitters are catching up to the high velocity. And so if you're still throwing in the middle, it's got a chance of getting hit.
Yeah, I was surprised we didn't see. It seems like that fastball when it's up and away in an 0-2 count is the one that he gets guys on. Yeah. And I was just surprised that wasn't where it was because that seems like they can't lay off it for one reason or another, and they can certainly not do anything with it. And you look at for an 0-2 pitch, that was not an 0-2 pitch last night.
Right.
All right, LA. Well, you're going to have, assuming either the Dodgers lose one more game or the Phillies win one more game, we'll have a week off next week. What are you going to do with your bye week?
Pray.
All right. That is the answer of the year. All right, LA. EAGLES Eagles, buddy.
Go Eagles, go Phillies. Let's get her done.
Let's get her done. There he is, Larry Anderson, the great Larry Anderson.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
Yeah.
He only knows one way, and to be honest, man, that's it. We all know LA.
Did it make you feel a little better about Duran?
Yes, he did. No,
okay.
He did.
All right, good.
He did. No,
yeah.
He did.
Because that was an instinctual answer. He said nothing to worry about.
Yep, nothing to worry about. No, and it made a lot of sense, even though you had brought up some of those points as well. They seem to resonate a little more when he says it.
Well, because he knows what he's talking about. I'm just guessing. I just read what other people say, put in my own words. So no, it made me feel a little bit better, too.
I never know whether to buy into Fritz's confidence, because you don't know what he's really giving you.
Well, because...
Honestly, baby.
Well, yeah. The difference... We're all the same person off the air as we are on the air. Mm-hmm. The difference between Jack, Philly's Jack, on the air and off the air when things aren't going well is stark.
Oh, yeah.
Stark.
We've detailed this before.
Yes, yeah. The exact same thing I said at the beginning. I'm pulling back the curtain.
Yeah, sure.
The exact same thing I said at the beginning of the show about the Phillies. Yep. I said to Jack at 11 a.m.
Yep.
And Jack goes, agree with everything. And then we get on the show and he's, what are you guys worried about?
I don't think I said that at all.
Well, I could see it in your eyes.
I don't think so.
No?
Well, you do kind of, when you feel like it's about to go too much one way.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. They're without Harper and Traylon.
There it is.
By the way, no JT tonight and no Harper tonight.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Damn, no Harper again?
Because he's back in the four hole, baby.
Bomber.
Casty.
Oh, Casty.
Casty's in there. Okay.
Wow. Well, Casty's had two.
He earned it last night.
Had the good game on Friday and then a big hit last night. What?
Message to all the reporters and everything. Don't even bother.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, don't even bother.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Yes.
Leave him alone.
Don't even bother.
And I know this is Rich coming from me and that I dissect every single thing that A.J. Brown says.
No.
Leave Casty alone.
We got it. We got it. He's not happy. We're good. Just let him be.
Yeah, I know you're going to get he's going to get a headline. I know it just for our sake, for the team's sake.
By the way, lock of the century is getting a hit in that moment last night.
Yes.
In like so baseball terms.
Yes. Yeah.
I was actually expecting it for it to be a walk-off home run.
Yeah.
Just to hear what the post-game stuff would have been like.
So, Jack,
yes.
How do you feel? Because you watch every inning of every game.
Yeah.
So, last two
except
games.
Except when Walker's not sleeping.
Except when Walker's not sleeping. Last two games. How do you feel today about the Philadelphia Phillies?
So, there's that, it's like that feeling in your gut of, I don't like that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I'm trying to, like, punch it away. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to fight off they peaked too early, even though it's hard to say they peaked too early because it was a week ago.
Yeah.
And
so,
I just listened to him last week,
No fear, safe space.
Good vibes.
This is a safe space here.
This is a safe space.
It's still the year, I think.
It sounded so great last week. Now we got something different.
No, it's just, man, like, all of a sudden the right-handed pitching out of the bullpen's an issue before Duran, and then the how they've played is just annoying, and I felt like they took the foot off the gas, so yeah.
A little nervous.
But they're fine.
I'm going to tell you what I am a little nervous about. And this is the best baseball sort of way I can put it. It's baseball, right? So it's streaky.
Yes.
You just don't want to go cold right now. This is the wrong time to do that.
Even the best teams.
Yes.
Even the best teams, sometimes that's why there's a difference between I've got my eye on it and I'm panicking.
Right.
I am not panicking.
No.
I do have my eye on it.
Still the year.
And still the year.
Still the year.
I wore my the year t-shirt.
Well, it'd be nice to get Bryce back in the lineup.
I know.
Yes.
Well, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, even him. Well, at least he's playing for something important. 30 home runs.
30 home runs. He hit three.
Come on, man.
Over the weekend.
Come on, man.
He could do it.
Yeah.
He could do it. He could
Schwarber
do it.
And Bryce chasing down big, you know, home runs.
What Schwarber needs? Four? He needs four to tie Ryan Howard.
Yeah, he's in 54.
Five to pass him.
54. Yep. 54. Right. All right. 215-592-9494. Okay. So coming up next, something happened today that will cost Ike Reese money.
Oh, boy.
That is coming up next.
Talking about a tease. Did I even notice?
Yeah, you do. But I didn't tell you that I was teasing it this
right.
way. All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.